This is The Bird Show.
Santa's scared straight. We've told you guys before, this is the season of leverage for Santa. So we have asked you guys to go ahead, send us an email, tell us about your child that hasn't been too nice the last couple of weeks, and we'll try to do something about it. Santa can call your house.
Yeah, the hotline goes right up to the North Pole from Q100, so when people send us emails, we forward those right along, and then he's able to look at your kid's name, decide naughty list or nice list, and if it looks like maybe somebody's on the fence and could go either way, Santa will push him in the right direction, which is what he did to Michaela the other night.
How old is Michaela?
Michaela is 6.5. And she has a little bit of a problem with talking back. She's actually flirting with a boy in class, and that's creating some tension with mom because, you know, you're not supposed to be flirting that young. And she is not doing a real good job. She has the same problem that my wife Jessica has, interestingly enough. She has a problem getting ready quickly.
Okay.
So sometimes she has to be asked over and over and over again to get ready to leave the house. So Santa Claus wanted to call her up and say, it's probably much more likely for you to get gifts and to be on the nice list if you take care of these small problems.
So this is Michaela, 6.5 years old.
Hello?
Ho, 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 Michaela Adams, how are you?
Dad?
Calling you live and loud from the North Pole, it's Santa.
Santa is really enthusiastic this year.
It disappears pretty quickly.
Oh.
I was really impressed. Yeah. Like in past years, it almost seemed like Santa was put out by this particular assignment, but he is really enthusiastic this year.
You're embarrassing yourself. Just keep listening.
Well, that's the first ho-ho-ho we've, you know, this
just
ever.
Keep listening.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm on the naughty list.
You're on the naughty list. You already know that?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you on the naughty list?
Because of my whining.
Nobody likes a whiner. You know that, don't you?
Yeah.
I'll bet your mom has told you that, and you just don't believe her. So what do you think about trying as hard as you can to stop whining?
I'll try.
You'll try? How hard will you try?
Really hard.
All right. We got a couple other things to go over, but first, I would like to know what Michaela wants for Christmas this year.
A Littlest Pet Shop friend.
Okay.
Oh, I have some other things, but I have a lot more.
Oh, you have a lot more? Have you written a letter yet?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And you've already sent it?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I'll look for your letter.
Okay.
Okay, let's talk about something else that I've heard. Who is Layton?
This guy in my class.
This guy in your class, and how do you know him?
I met him on the first day of school.
Is he your boyfriend?
No.
Do you want him to be your boyfriend?
No.
All right. Because you're only 6.5. There's no dating until you're 8. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Boys are creepy. Trust me. Stay away from boys.
Okay.
All right?
Uh-huh.
And how you been doing with the talking back? I'll bet that some of the grown-ups around you have said that you might talk back a little bit too much.
Yes.
Yeah? Maybe you can try, just like you're going to try to stop the whining, maybe you can try to stop the talking back.
Okay.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
What else do you want for Christmas? Do you have another thought?
Another vacuum magic brat.
Okay. All right, I got it. Now, let me ask you a question. Because Mrs. Claus has this problem, and it drives me crazy. Whenever we're getting ready to go somewhere, she takes forever. And everybody's always waiting on Mrs. Claus. Yeah. As you can imagine, it's quite annoying. How do you get ready for things? Do you get ready fast, or do you get ready slow?
A little bit slow.
Slow? And how many times do people have to ask you to get ready or to do something?
A lot.
A lot. That's not cool, is it?
Mm-mm.
No. Do you like it when you have to ask somebody a lot of times to do something?
No.
No. When somebody asks you to do something, like if somebody says, hey, get your coat, we got to go, maybe you can just set down what you're doing and you put your coat on and you say, okay, I'm ready, Mom. Can you promise me that you'll try that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Especially when you're getting ready for school in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want me to bring your mom for Christmas?
A lot of jewelry.
Jewelry, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You're getting trained well. Okay, I think that's about it. You gonna leave some cookies and milk out for me?
Uh-huh.
All right, will you do me a favor, though?
Yeah.
Because, you know, I visit a lot of houses. How many houses do you think I'm going to visit?
A lot.
How many? You think I'm going to visit 100?
More than 100.
200?
No.
How many do you think I'll visit?
1,000.
1,000. Well, guess what? All of those houses, every one of those houses is going to leave me cookies and milk. Okay?
Uh-huh.
I want you to leave me a peanut butter and potato chip sandwich and a glass of pink lemonade.
Okay.
All right. You tell your mom that's very important.
What? What's the request there? Lemonade and what?
Don't try to understand Santa Claus.
Santa has cravings that vary from milk and cookies.
Okay. Right. I guess trying to mix it up a little bit this year.
He's PMSing. Peanut butter, potato chips, and pink lemonade.
Can Rudolph have any carrots?
Rudolph, yes. Rudolph likes carrots and also asparagus.
But I thought you said Rudolph can have any carrots. It gives him bad gas.
Yeah. How? Okay, so Rudolph would like, who told you that? Your mom?
The letter you gave me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well then, in that case, Rudolph would like...
some reindeer food?
Yes. Very good. Reindeer food, or if you don't have reindeer food, one slice of pizza.
Okay.
All right. All right, Michaela, it's been such a pleasure talking to you. You sound like a great kid.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Stay warm down there in Atlanta. It's freezing up here in the North Pole. Do you know any Christmas carols?
Jingle bells, Batman smells, Robin laid an egg. Batmobile, also, and Joker play ballet.
All right. Well, thank you, Michaela. You've definitely got the Christmas spirit. All right. Stay away from the back end of Rudolph.
I will.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
Santa started off really enthusiastic, very enthusiastic, and just kind of felt like he... about midway there, he just kind of like lost interest.
Well, I got the munchies.
Yeah, I think he got hungry.
So,
yeah. Was it, what sandwich did he want? Potato chips?
Peanut butter and potato chip and a glass of pink lemonade, and Rudolph would like asparagus and pizza.
I realize while we play these back, and I have a 4-year-old, I have absolutely no capacity to understand any other child except my own.
It's only the parent translator of your direct child, not of all children?
Yes, because I have no idea really what she said except the gas part and the asparagus. Other than that, I'm totally out.
This is The Burt Show.